I've traditionally started out with some Christmas cracker jokes. But I've been very disappointed in them this year. In fact, I'm down to two. Although I did actually catch an interesting stamp. Which I thought might appeal to Tim. Anyway, what do you call a short-sighted dinosaur? Do you think he saw us? Close. Which football team did baby Jesus support? Close. Manchester United. Anyway, not to be outdone with the Christmas cracker jokes, I happen to have been in receipt of an advent calendar that was based on cheeses. So behind every door was a surprise. You never know what's going to be behind the label, but in this case it was cheeses. But there was also a joke with a cheesy joke. So I'm going to trouble you with my cheesy jokes. What's big, cheesy, and likes to terrorize large cities? Gorgonzilla. What did Shakespeare ask his cheesemonger? To brie or not to brie? How do you pay for your cheese? With a cheddar card. I didn't write them, I'm just telling you. There's 25 of them, but I'm not gonna... Why can't you make clothes out of cheese? Because fromage frays. How do you approach a seriously enraged cheese? Carefully. Anyway, sometimes what you think is behind the label on the box or the tin or the jar is not always the case. And it's true of this box I've brought this morning. It says on it, it's Quality Street. And you would think, oh, I'll look forward to a Quality Street when I open it. But in fact, it's full of different things, and there's some jelly babies, and then there's celebrations. So I thought you might like to share them out while I'm doing the rest of this very short talk.
Oh, you want me to pass them on?
And the point of all this is because people are constantly putting labels on us, telling us what's inside, telling us what we can and can't become, what we can do or don't have. Many times these labels are not in agreement with what God says about us. But if we don't know any better, we'll wear them like they're the truth. When you let others label you, invariably you make them your world too. Once you accept the label they've placed on you, you start to believe that's who you are and that you'll never amount to anything else. I want to say that's not true. Only God can tell you who you are. In the Old Testament, there's a story of a man called Jabez. Which means pain and trouble. Can you imagine being in a room when somebody walks in and says, here comes trouble, or here comes that pain? Jabez's mother labeled him that way the day he was born because she gave birth to him in pain. But Jabez refused to wear the label or let that define him. Instead of looking back and listening to his critics, he turned to God and prayed, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. When people try to limit you by putting labels on you, you need to do what Jabez did. Go directly to the source, God. The sad thing is that wrong labels can keep you from your destiny. You're not who people say you are. You are who God says you are. People will label you not good enough, too slow, too old, too many mistakes. But let me tell you, God labels you strong, talented, valuable, more than a conqueror. So you've got to make sure you're wearing the right labels. And as we come to the end of a decade and we're going into the next 10 years, let's not allow us to go in with our negative comments to hold us back. They can become so ingrained in your thinking that you end up becoming what people say you are instead of who God says you are. Jesus was born in a smelly stable, wrapped in strips of cloth and laid in a feeding trough of animals. His family line was far from perfect, and the situation surrounding his birth was seen as scandalous at the time. And Jesus could have grown up taking on the wrong label. And Max Lucado says about Jesus, "In the four Gospels of the New Testament, it is his most common name, used almost 600 times. It was a common name in those days. Jesus was the Greek form of Joshua, Jeshua, and Jehoshua. All familiar Old Testament names. When God chose the name his son would carry, he chose a name so typical that it would appear two or three times in any given class register. And were he here today, he might be called John or Bob or Jim. And yet we sing in the song, 'What a wonderful, beautiful, powerful name is Jesus.' And it's because he gave him the label, 'God with us.' God gave him the label, 'God with us, Emmanuel.' Aren't you glad we serve a God who is with us? He's not far away looking down on us. He's with us, and he, as believers, he's not just around us. He's actually living inside us. That means you never have to be alone or feel afraid. Do you need Emmanuel today? Do you need to feel his presence? He's closer than the air you breathe. When you call on him, he will answer. And as you worship and thank him for his faithfulness, his presence will manifest in your life. And you will experience him in ways you never imagined. God says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine." The truth is, God loves you and accepts you, and his approval trumps everything else that anybody else says. And the truth is, he created you. He redeemed you. He calls you. He equips you. He empowers you. And God's promises go on to reward you. God's promises go on to declare, you are forgiven. Your best days in front of you. And he'll restore the years the enemy has stolen. And we have celebrated worshipping a Saviour born in poverty, yet destined to be King. We have borne witness to humble shepherds celebrating a Messiah born in Bethlehem. And we know astrologers, kings or wise men came looking and found and were filled with joy as they presented their gifts and worshipped Jesus. And the boxes laid before him contained gifts that spoke of the identity as the Son of God. So as we enter a new year, a new decade, this is the time to remove any negative label. People don't determine your destiny, God does. The only power that label has over you is the power you will give it. If you will remove it, if you will forgive that person and quit dwelling on it, that label will have no effect on you. So let's go into the new year, the new decade, humbly seeking to live out the life God has called us into. Look to Jesus, born in humility, yet born to set us free. That is what he does. He steps into the brokenness and makes it beautiful. Look to Jesus. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So take time right now to acknowledge Emmanuel. Thank him for dwelling inside you. Give him first place in your life. And as you do, he'll pour out his abundant blessing. And you'll experience the life of victory that he has in store for you. So we're fortunate it's quiet this morning. Let's take a moment to be still and let Emmanuel, God with us, settle in our hearts. God within us. Let's just be quiet. Let Emmanuel, God with us, be here with us. Be here with you. Enter into your life afresh if that's what you need.